Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, on a trip to the UK, they were heading back to the hotel and noticed someone walking on a country road. The weird thing was the man was self-illuminated.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. Call it in 855-853-4802. We'd also like it if you wrote in a story if you went to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want no commercials, along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, then become a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You could go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol, and that's Kathy Gordon.
I am. Self-illuminating people, that, you know, that's like a Rembrandt painting.
It's almost like radioactive.
Like, you know, like in, I always say to my students, you know, Rembrandt often created focal point by contrast, and they just, whatever the focal point is in the work, it just lights up, and you have no idea where the light source is coming from.
But it's there.
It just illuminates, right? I just want you to see this. I lit it up. And that's kind of sounds like a Rembrandt.
But in real life.
Walking down the road.
Yeah. So a few episodes ago, you had talked about a dream that you had that was really kind of freaky. About
which one?
Remember, like, there was a black mass or something, and then you got up in the night, and the ball of water,
Didn't
know you'd gotten up in the night, but the ball of water had been drank out of. So
yeah.
I had a crazy dream.
Okay.
You want to hear mine?
I do.
So this is just the kind of dreaming I do. But I had this dream that I was pregnant.
Oh, my Lord. That is a nightmare.
It's a nightmare. And it's crazy because this girl had a hysterectomy. So, but that wasn't the weird part of my dream. It wasn't like I was like, I had a hysterectomy. I can't be pregnant. This was the weird part of the dream. I am so happy. I can't even say it.
You're so happy that you're going to have a baby?
I was so happy. I'm sorry, I can't even get it out. I was so happy in this dream that I was pregnant with Billy Joel's child.
Billy Joel or Billy Joe?
Billy
like
Joel.
Like in Billy Joel.
The piano man.
Billy Joel, the piano man. Oh.
I was like so happy. I was like, oh my God, I am pregnant. And Billy is going to be so happy to hear this. And then he comes walking
you
in.
You and Billy Joel are both a little old to be having a baby.
And the funny thing is I don't even like Billy Joel. I'm sure he's a perfectly fine person. I don't like Billy Joel music. Like, only The Good Die Young or any of them. I don't like any of them. There's not one. But in my dream, I was so happy I'm having Billy Joel's child. And he walks in.
Well,
and I'm going to break the news to him, right? And he is, like, old.
Now, I am going to go out here and say, for all the Billy Joel fans out there,
I mean you no disrespect.
We mean no disrespect. And I really do love, I love you just the way you are, that song.
That one doesn't even do it for me. There's not one of them.
I like that one.
I mean, it's a fine song. Don't get me wrong. You know? But God, I had to wipe my eyes. It made me cry. I was laughing so hard.
Oh, my God.
But Billy Joel walked in and I'm like, oh, my God, Billy, we're pregnant. And he's like 75 years old or something. And he's like, oh, my God, I'm so happy. And then I woke up and I was like, oh, my God, did I really just dream I was pregnant with Billy Joel's child?
Okay, I don't know which. We'll have to have everybody write in and say, who had the scariest dream, Carol or Kathy?
Because being pregnant with Billy Joel's
child. I'm
thinking
maybe yours is scarier than mine.
I don't know. But it was pretty damn crazy, I'm telling you that. But the next day when I was thinking about it, you know how then you go back to sleep and you forgot you had that weird dream? Then the next day, randomly, it's like, oh my God, I was pregnant with Billy Joel's child in my dream last night. I've got to tell Kathy.
Well, first I thought you said Billy Joe, and I was thinking like Billy Joe Armstrong. Now that would not be so bad.
The Green Day guy.
Yeah.
That would be different. No, nope, yeah. Billy Joel. It's because I couldn't get it out. Anyways, so here's this is interesting. And there is a little reference to painters in here, Kathy. So you were kind of
I was kind of on track.
Not the same artist, but it says, we are five students from the Czech Republic who on November 23rd, 2015, were visiting the United Kingdom on a three-country vacation tour. We were taking in the views of the English countryside. I am an artist, so I was interested in the area because it was where the master painters Thomas Gainsborough and John Constable painted their landscapes. So there is a little reference to art in there for you. On our way back to the hotel, driving through the ancient village. Now, I'm going to butcher this, and I apologize to all of our listeners listening from the UK. But it says, on our way back to our hotel, driving through the ancient village of Sybil Headingham, I'm going to say. Okay. We noticed a figure walking along one of the minor country roads. It was a figure of an elderly man shuffling along with his head looking downwards. He was dressed in antiquated clothing, best described as a hemp tunic with a cross stitching down the middle. He wore a coif cap and was carrying a wooden trolley lantern with a single candle inside. The figure did not seem to notice us in the vehicle and continued on his way. The strange thing is that the figure was self-illuminating. We all wondered why an elderly senior was out walking alone on a country road without any reflective clothing. That's funny. It's like, there's no reflective clothing on that senior. It was around 11:30 p.m. at night, so it was unusual to see someone out so late. We just put it down to someone returning from a costume party or an eccentric. And I thought nothing more of it until my friend mentioned this self-illumination, which was very strange. The figure was solid-looking, not like you would see in movies with ghosts where they're transparent. This person looked like you or me. We drove past the figure. He did not look up at the vehicle. It was quite unnerving when I think about it. On research, I discovered that there is a figure that is occasionally seen on the same roads that my friends and I were driving back to our lodgings. This was a person who was accused of being a witch or cunning folk in the middle of the 19th century. He was treated very badly by the people of the village of Sybil Headingham, was persecuted relentlessly, and was eventually murdered by villagers. Chris Halton, or Halton, made a video of these events on his Haunted Earth YouTube channel. Our story was listed in the United Kingdom Paranormal Database. I hope that our story is of interest to you and something that you could use. If you would like further information, feel free to email me. I would be happy to answer any questions in detail on what we saw that night and provide the web link to the UK Paranormal Database entry of our story and photographs of the area. Kind regards, Lilia. Lilia. Now, I can't even kind of pronounce her last name. I'm not even going to try. So, Lilia. And so, if somebody does have any questions or you, reach out to me and I will be happy to email Lilia. I think it was like some residual haunting. And I think this person being so persecuted by the people of the village, you know, and was murdered. And I wonder too, because the way that she described him, his clothes were very like 1800s-ish.
Well, and carrying a lantern with a
so was the lantern, I guess, kind of illuminating him, or I wonder if his whole body was kind of illuminated.
Well, the way I did it is I wrote down, because I jot down notes as we're talking and ideas. But it said figure was self-illuminating.
Yeah, so it makes me think it's inside coming out.
Yeah. So it has a little bit of an aura maybe around it, like a lit up aura.
And I could see.
And maybe the figure is glowing a little bit itself too.
Because we've definitely heard of that. But I think it has to be a very powerful energy to not be transparent in any way. You know, they could it be coming walking home from a costume party? Like, that's how real it was to them.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no, it was not walking home from a costume party. No, I definitely think you were seeing a figure of a ghost.
I do too.
Of a spirit. And I think it haunts that area because of what happened in his life, you know, and that, you know, and he walks the roads there because of the, you know, what the villagers did to him.
If your life ended in such a tragic way, in your whole life, I mean, to be bullied and persecuted and to mm-hmm. have to live like that, mm-hmm. you know, how do you just rest in peace
mm-hmm.
after a life like that?
Or are there people that don't know they're dead?
I think that could be too. And I think it could be residual. He doesn't mm-hmm. even know that you drove by. He's just doing that because that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was so interesting.
Yes, I think you saw a ghost on that road that night. That's
and they really explained creepy. It like, well, maybe, why isn't that senior wearing reflective gear? I'd be the same way. I'd be like, it wouldn't
quite register
at first. I know,
it's like at night when I drive, somebody's out walking and they've got dark clothes on. I'm like, well, that is just stupid. You know, me telling them off in my head. Gosh, somebody's going to get hurt.
Well, or I'll be like, I need to pull over and tell them I could hardly see them.
Exactly.
But that's how real that was to them. I just think that was really interesting. So thank you so much.
And that's a good story.
Anybody has any questions, reach out to me and then I'll reach out to Lilia. That was awesome. Here is our next story.
Hi, my name is Tiana Rodriguez. I'm from Munford, Tennessee. I actually have two small, shortish stories. So one time, I think I was like in middle school, I was sleeping upstairs in the middle room by myself, and my dad worked a night shift, and it was just me and my mom at home. Well, one night, I'm sleeping, and I could hear her like walking in the hallway upstairs, and then she opened my door, and all I could see is like her silhouette, but this is the strange part. I could like smell, if that makes sense, that she just took a shower. And I could tell by the silhouette that her like hair was wet. So me being half asleep and in middle school, I'm just like, oh, it's just my mom. I like kind of questioned. I was like, what are you doing? She was just like, I'm just kissing you goodnight, baby. You know, just, you know, being a mom. And she comes over and she kisses me on the forehead. But I should shut my eyes again because it's like I'm half asleep. I don't even know why she was taking a shower. I didn't question it. So she kisses me and just walks back out. So the next morning, I go downstairs to like question her. I'm like, why, like, what was up with that? And she's like, she had no idea what I was talking about. She was like, I didn't take a shower last night. I wasn't upstairs last night. And I could clearly see that, you know, her hair wasn't freshly washed or anything. So I was just like, well, that was weird. And I don't think I was dreaming. I mean, possibility, yeah, but I'm pretty positive I wasn't. Like, you know, when you've woken up from something and you're trying to go back to sleep and everything was very vivid. I don't know. I'm just saying, I really don't think it was a dream. And then the second time was I was upstairs and my little sister was home and she had work. I was in college and she was in middle school now at this time. And so I would usually take her to school on my way to the community college. And one morning, you know, or one night she slept with me in my room because we're really close. And I woke up the next morning, but it was weird. I wasn't scared. The way I woke up was someone kind of like tapped me like very softly. Like I almost couldn't feel it, but I know someone was like tapping me and it sounded like my grandmother. And she was just in a very soft voice, was just like, Tiana, you need to wake up. Wake up. Madison's going to be late for school. Specifically said it's 7:20. And just very, like, Tiana, wake up. And I wasn't scared because it was a warm feeling. Like, I don't know, it just sounded like someone was just waking me up. I wasn't scared. I wasn't worried or anything. And it sounded like my grandma, my late grandma. And the reason I say that is because she had a very, like, Disney princess soft tone to her voice. She had a very distinctive voice. But it wasn't, like, creepy, high-pitched Snow White. It was just, like, I don't know, just very soft-spoken, very light, and she was just, Tiana, time to wake up. It's 7:20. And again, maybe I was dreaming it, but I popped up, realized I didn't set my alarm the night before, and I said, Madison, wake up. I said, what time is it? I think you're late for school. And she looked at her phone, and I swear to God, she said, oh my God, it's 7:20. She threw her phone down and got dressed, and that's when I sat there, and I was like, no. Like, that was a little bit of a coincidence. So, yeah. Those are two stories. Those are like my shortest stories. So I figured I would just fit them in for my first time calling. I'm a really big fan. and I've been wanting to call in, just haven't done it yet, so I figured this was a good first time calling. So let me know what you think. Thank you. Bye.
I think her grandma woke her up for school.
I do too.
I do.
I don't even have a question about that. I think you have a guardian angel grandmother who's going to be there to make sure that things are run smoothly.
And sometimes they need to jump in because you got to go to school and you didn't wake up.
And you didn't wake up and you're going to be late and hep two. Let's go.
You know, and I think there's a difference in when you're sleeping and you hear something in your sleep as opposed to something outside of you, like a sound that wakes you up and you sit up and it's like, what was that? Like if you hear thunder at night, it was an external sound. It wasn't in your dream that woke you up. And you can, and it's interesting. You kind of hear it from outside of you and it's like, what? And that feels like that's what happened to her.
Yeah, I think so too. I think our grandmother watches out for them.
Isn't it a beautiful thought?
No, I'm not sure about that first story. That one I can't decide about. Whether do you think that was a dream or do you think there was something posing as her mother?
Yeah, I'm not sure on that one either. I can't really go one way or another on that one. But the second
part. I don't
part,
think she could either. I think she was a little bit, I don't think it was a dream, but maybe it was a dream. And, you know, I don't know.
Dreams are just so weird. I mean, sometimes you just get pregnant with Billy Joel's kid.
Sometimes that could happen.
And then you wake up and it's like, am I really pregnant with Billy Joel's kid? Oh, my God. No, I'm not.
And all you can think the rest of the day is, I am so glad I'm not pregnant with Billy Joel's kid.
I got shit to do. I cannot be pregnant with his baby.
No time for that.
I ain't got no time for that.
No.
My God, that's just a whole nother level.
That's right.
And that's not just a, whoops, I'm pregnant. That's like forever me and Billy Joel would have to be connected. So I don't know. And I, like I said, I'm sure he's a perfectly nice guy. Well, we've got one more.
Yeah, I do think her grandmother woke her up, though.
I 100% do. I bet in her throughout her life, she's going to have the same kind of little nudges from her grandma. So just be open to that.
I think so, too.
That's something that Rob and I talked about, Rob Guttrow and I talked about on that recent episode of the Grave Talks, about signs. And he said a lot of times within 2 weeks of an important date, it might be a day that, like, our dad died. It might be when Buddy died. It might be when Grandma died. But he said, like, 2 weeks on either side, a lot of times you'll get a sign. And so he said, whenever you get something like that, it might be a butterfly, a bird, whatever your thing is, think about the date. He said there's probably a reason. So I got the feeling she's going to be having lots more interactions with her grandmother. Here's the next story. It says, hey, guys, I've been listening to your podcast for about 2 months. I'm hooked. I'm trying to catch up on all the episodes, but there are new episodes every day. It's so exciting. I'm like, good luck. There's 5,000. Anyway, my strange experience happened about 15 years ago. I was a freshman in high school, and even though I always enjoyed ghost stories since forever, I've never had any kind of encounter before. So it was a weeknight, and the apartment my family lived in at the time was two stories. The kitchen, living room, and main bathroom are downstairs, and the three bedrooms and half bathroom are upstairs. My parents had the middle bedroom, which was directly above the living slash dining room. My older sister and I shared the bedroom facing the street, and my older brother had the bedroom facing the backyard. My sister was in college during this time, so she wasn't home. She went to school in upstate New York and would come home for the holidays randomly from time to time on the weekends. My older brother had a job where he had to travel around, so he wasn't home much either. So it was mostly my parents, my little brother, and myself at home. My little brother was probably around 2 years old, and his crib was in my parents' bedroom. This one weeknight, I was downstairs in the kitchen doing homework while my mom was cooking dinner and my dad was showering. My little brother was napping upstairs in his crib. All of a sudden, my mother and I heard a loud thump upstairs in my parents' bedroom, right around the area where my brother's crib was placed. We went upstairs to check on him, thinking he had fallen out of the crib, but to our surprise, he was sound asleep. We went back downstairs, and about 10 or 15 minutes later, we heard really loud footsteps moving around, this time in the same area. And by loud, I mean really loud. It sounded as if someone was stomping around with boots, and knowing my brother was asleep, and he definitely was not going to be stomping around in boots, my mom and I freaked and ran into the bathroom where my dad was. He asked us what happened, and we told him. He didn't believe us and called us scaredy cats and said if we ever showed fear and there really was something, we were just feeding into it. Apparently, though, this was not the first time my mother had heard the same thing. She was a stay-at-home mom, and she said once or twice a similar thing had happened to her. She would hear footsteps while my brother was sleeping, go and check, and nothing. My brother would be peacefully sleeping. She had told this to my dad, but he kept telling her it must just be the floorboards. Sounds like dad. Mm-hmm. Such a dad thing. My sister, too, had apparently heard a similar thing. She told us after this happened one night when she was home from school and stayed up late downstairs in the living room, she heard pacing in my parents' room. She figured it was my mom checking on my brother or something of that nature. But after about 15 minutes or so of the pacing, she went upstairs to check to see if something was wrong and found everyone was asleep. Needless to say, she got spooked and decided to call it a night and went upstairs. I think at that point I would have stayed downstairs.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not sure I'd feel better being upstairs.
Ain't going that way. Anyway, after both those instances with my mom and my sister, my dad had decided to go to a church near where he worked and ask about the strange events. The priest had given him a bottle of holy water and advised him, if necessary, he could walk around spraying holy water and demanding the ghost or spirit or whatever it was to leave our house. Sure enough, that's what my dad did that night. He walked up the stairs, spraying holy water around in the process and said, whatever or whoever is in our house, you are not wanted here. I demand that you leave and not come back and leave us alone. I was kind of giggling the whole time because it seemed kind of silly, even though I was a little scared because I knew I'd heard those distinct stomps. I never heard anything like that again. My mom, who would stay at home alone all day with my brother, says she never heard anything strange like that again either. And we moved a few years later and never had a similar experience after my dad shooed away whatever it was in our house. So, what was in our house? We don't know, but it still creeps me out when I think about it. The only thing my mother ever said was that it made her nervous because it seemed to have targeted my little brother. The fact that he was not baptized and was a baby made her imagination run wild with possibilities as to what it wanted with him and why the footsteps were only heard when he was sleeping and usually alone. Thanks for the awesome podcast. Keep doing what you're doing. Neville. And not sure if I said that right. Neville.
Neville. Neville.
But do you think that was an evil thing? Because it was loud, does that make it an evil thing? Because it almost feels like it was kind of protecting him as he slept, because the baby was able to sleep peacefully through all that.
Well,
or does it feel like an evil
thing? The only thing that makes me think no is how uncomfortable the family was.
True.
And I think once you get, you know, your initial response is fear and that it's wrong, I think you go with your gut.
And what about the dad going around with the holy water and doing that? Because the interesting thing is you hear stories of families or people who do that in their house or apartment, and then it didn't work. So is it like the intention is really strong? Is it the way the dad did it? Because I just wonder, why could it work in some places and not in others?
Yeah. That's a great question, and I want to say, well, it's because everybody was into it, believed it, and all of the vibes went out there. But you know, the writer of this story said, I was kind of giggling and laughing the whole time.
Well, and as a kid, it might be dad is so weird.
Yeah, and you know, you're thinking this is not going to do a darned thing, you know. So I don't know.
But it did. It worked.
It seemed to work for them.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. We hear people will say they do something like that. And maybe, you know, we get two things. Or three, actually. It worked. It didn't work. Or it worked for a while and then back again.
Yeah.
You know. So, I mean, I'm really glad it worked. I just feel like, you know, the reason I feel like maybe it wasn't okay was just because of the vibe the family was getting.
Yeah. I just think it's interesting because it was just around the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Because the sister heard it, the mom heard it, she heard it. Because what was the first thing? There was the stomping, but wasn't there something else too?
I thought they heard a just kind of a loud
noise, the loud,
or like a thump, like something fell.
Which that would freak me out because and then they, you would assume the baby fell.
They were scared it was
fell.
Him climbing out of the crib and fell out or something, you know, because...
I don't know, but the good news is they're okay.
They're okay, and it never,
And thank goodness Dad took the initiative.
Never came back.
Mm-hmm. And took care of business. So hats off to Dad for that one.
Yeah.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. If you want to call it in, call 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advance episodes, you get access to all 5,000 almost episodes in the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts, try it for 3 days free. Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.